Hey, how you doing? Okay, well, where do I start? Brandon Wardell is our guest, and it was a lot of fun. By the way, I'm now sitting in my house. You might hear the Christmas music in the distance. Almost very faint, but it is there. I know, it's so hard to hear, but yeah, you heard it a little bit. We're probably hearing it a little bit louder than you're hearing it. Imagine that. Instantly. I'm here with Ursula's parents. Ursula's honestly at my house tonight, and she is just fucking adorable. And Rob is here. Ursula's, I guess you could say, owner, parent. Parent sounds so much nicer, doesn't it? You don't want to sound sick, though. You don't want to bring it back. My son, Ursula, or my daughter, Ursula, needs a female doctor. I don't know what I'm talking about. And then Lane is here. How you doing, Lane?
I'm good, Ty. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. And we had Ursula over tonight. I hadn't seen her in a long time. And she was definitely very excited to see me. Took a little bit of work. Now she's laying right by my side. Fed her so much. I had like pieces of hamburger in my pants. And I know you're thinking, so what's new? All right, listen. So today's episode with Brandon Wardell. Aristotle, I'm giving you the responsibility here. Not only am I telling Aristotle where to stop this episode, but I'm also on my own not dropping the second half till the week after next. Because Paul F. Tompkins is on next week, and we're going to discuss some stuff that I want to talk about quickly. So this week, let me explain this. It's Brandon Wardell. You're listening to him, about to listen to him in 1 second. He was great. And then you're going to hear half of that show. Because next week it'll be Paul F. Tompkins. Then the week after that, we'll pay the second half of Brandon Wardell. It's a real tease, as they say in the business. Wow. Now, Lane wanted to sing a song. She said she was professional. And I thought it was a great way to bring in the thing. Let me tell you something. I have never been more excited is the word, but there's other. It's more than just comedically that I'm happy that Paul F. Tompkins is in next week. There are so many things that I need clarity on or my head is going to fucking explode. And he's going to be able to clean those up for me. And he's going to clean them up for you too. And he's going to do it. He's going to be funny and charming and right on the fucking money. Paul F. Tompkins. I should be his manager. Why am I laughing at myself? That's what people do when they go in mental institutions. I said, well, maybe I should go to a mental institution. It sounds like it's fun. Nothing? It's like being in the room with two dead cats with these two. May as well do the show myself. Well, I am. Lane, would you like to sing a song?
What song should I sing?
Well, come on over here. Come on over here, seriously. Before we'll I think we're going to throw to the... So we call Blake Wexler. I wonder if that's on part one or part two. So I think I made it clear, just in case. This week, Brandon Wardell. Next week, Paul F. Tompkins, and then part two of Brandon Wardell's show. So, I really had a lot of fun. Let me tell you something. I definitely had podcast hangover for this podcast because I had so much fun. It was just, like, I felt like we would let ourselves just get so silly to the point where we got lost. And then sometimes it took us a little time to come back and find out what we were doing again. But I think we did a pretty good job, and Brandon was just a lot of fun. He really was a lot of fun. That's why so much time passed we didn't realize it turned into such a long show, even as a two-parter. All right, Lane, we'd like you to do a song. Come on over here.
Will you sing with me?
Well, I want to let you lead because we're going to put a little reverb in it. Aristotle, put a little reverb in her voice here. I think she's a little shy.
I wants to
Well, no, no, no. Yeah. Rob can't sing. Can you sing?
I really can't sing.
Oh, I really. It's cold outside. You say I really. Come on over here. Say I really can't stay. Give me that line.
I don't think I can do it again.
Just come on over here. Say it. Do it, and don't be fucking scared. Act like I have a gun to your head, and if you don't do it halfway decent, I'm going
to
blow your brains.
Next year, there's a gun to your head.
Just fucking do it. Go ahead.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's cold outside. All right, that's all we got. What's in my drink? I don't like this song. What's in my drink? Wait, what are you... Is this a... Let's not make the opening controversial. All right, listen. So, Lane, that was great. You really have a beautiful voice. Cough, cough, cough. I'm uncomfortable. Rob, anything you want
to
do? Anything?
I do not.
Do you play the guitar, Rob?
I do not.
Do you play the drums?
No.
Do you ever take singing lessons?
Rob sings every day.
You just own Ursula. That's your whole... That's what Ursula says.
Ursula sings.
Ursula has a beautiful voice. All right, listen. We got a show to do. This is not bullshit anymore. This is not these other podcasts. This is real. This is a real one. The others, it's get it. It's cute already. Stop it. So this is the show. I said I had podcast hangover because I don't remember everything I did, and I didn't re-listen to it. 2.5 years ago, I probably would have. If anything was said, anything bad, it was Brendan Wardell. I had nothing to do with it. And I don't condone sometimes the vicious things he says. And the music played, and Todd's life went on. His podcast became number one by the Podcasters Association. That's if they do a biography about me. All right, listen, I'm rolling in the show next week. Did I mention it's Paul F. Tompkins? One time he bitch slapped me because I forgot the F, and that's a true story, I swear to God. Why would I make that up? If this is a first-time listener, the show's being done into my phone because we haven't thrown to the one in the studio. Well, there might be a first-time listener. Oh, this is bad quality, and just right there, they're like, oh, I was wondering. Yes, I'm about to throw to the show in the studio. Okay? So, if you're having so much problem with the show into my phone, you ain't going to like the show we're throwing to either. But it is professional. It is better sounding.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Well, we're waiting for Brandon Wardell. He's the first guest ever to be late. He's on a speakerphone. Brandon, go ahead. Now, be honest with me. Do you know the safe word we have on the show to George Carlin? You might not, but that means the truth. No bit. What happened? Like, how did you plan on... Yeah, how did you... What did you... You knew you had to be here at 7, right?
Right. I had a meeting. It went late. There's traffic. I didn't eat anything. So now I'm having a grilled cheese that I made on a paper plate in the back of this Uber.
Don't you think it would have been nice to call me and say, hey, I'm running late?
Did I not say anything?
No, after we ordered your car, you said you're not home yet.
Oh, right.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'll get on the phone with Steve Odenkirk tomorrow, and I'm sure if you have
Hello, Bob.
Bob Odenkirk too. I'm calling them both. What?
I like those thumb movies.
You what movies?
The movies with the thumbs, like Thumb Wars and Thumb Panic.
Look at you. Only you would fucking know Steve Odenkirk too. God damn it. All right, now I forgive you. I'm very excited to see you.
Enter the fifth.
All right, I'll see you in a little bit.
All right, see you soon.
Bye.
Please say hello to comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
Hey, you don't have to play that every week.
It's called The Todd Glass Situation. A bunch of lies about my personal life and a bunch of true stories about my 30-year career
and
in
John
stand-up
Stewart,
comedy.
Fuckface.
The very funny Todd Glass.
Ah. Help us out. Come on. Come on, we go big here. It's not like, you know... All right, stop it already. All right, wow. Wow, fucking wow, motherfucking wow. Why do I say that? Because I was home for the holidays. And I don't know where to start, but Brandon Wardell is here today. And I'm happy you're here. You're great. You have a good energy. I love you to death. And it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much. Just give me... Mark it 20 minutes.
But that doesn't weigh in whenever you want.
Okay.
When I say that doesn't mean that means like if there's nothing you want to weigh in on, once we get through this pre-show, then it'll all be about you. But
right,
and we got a little song made for you. I don't want to fucking
Oh boy.
So, but give me 20 minutes to get through some of this stuff, okay? And then also, Mike, what is your last name?
Levine.
Mike what?
Levine.
Mike Levine. And what is your girlfriend's name?
Anna.
Already I like her. You tell her that whatever that what she does is great.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about what she does later in the show. But maybe
yeah,
you're going to say to her, you watch your mouth. Maybe you'll say to her, listen to the show, and then right up front she'll be like, oh, they talked about me? I guess I could listen a little. Anna? That's how you get it. Sure.
And I, that's why I'm here.
I get the pussy.
Why?
All you ladies pop your pussy like that.
Come on, don't be disgusting. Not in the beginning of the show, Jay. And I'm going to use our safe word, potato salad.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body,
right,
don't
good.
Stop,
good.
Don't miss.
Good, I hope our ratings go
all
down.
All you ladies pop your pussy
no,
like
seriously,
this.
That's not funny. And I'm not joking around. We're not doing a ventriloquist act here.
All you ladies pop your pussy.
All right. Jesus Christ, you just don't know when.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
You know what? I hope my brother's listening.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
You know
this.
What? My fucking sister-in-law listens.
All you ladies pop your pussy
you know
like
what?
This.
My goddamn grandmother might take a nibble at listening.
Guess all what? You ladies pop your pussy like
this. All right. It's not funny anymore. All right, listen. Who's moving their mic?
Oh, I moved it once.
Don't worry
oh my
about
God.
It. Jake gets
oh
upset.
God.
I don't
it's
give a shit.
We're not even 5 minutes in.
Have you listened to this show ever?
What's that?
Have you ever listened to this show?
Yeah, I've listened to like a couple.
Don't worry.
Like
I don't listen to
episodes.
It either. Jake always quizzes me.
I've listened to one of the Rory ones. And the
Rory's
one with
great. He
Dimitri.
Passed away Thursday. All right, and sitting in, I guess you could say a listener, someone that I gave a big hug at the LA Podcast Fest is sitting in, and her name is Lee. Aristotle is here. Well, Aristotle's always here. And Jake. And I'm going to tell you something. Give me 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to, by the way. Go ahead.
Wait, real quick, like quick aside, just vis-a-vis pussy popping?
Yes.
Have you ever seen it, like in real life?
What, a pussy pop?
Like a pussy pop?
You came
Can
to
I
place?
Be honest with you to
Not
George
like
Carlin?
A, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's. I
Wait,
saw
is
it,
that a term?
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke.
Oh, no. Pussy popping is like a. Oh,
you ladies pop your pussy like this.
No, pause it. Don't be silly, Jake. What does that mean? I'm being
it's,
too George Carlin.
Oh, it's like. Well, I can't. It's hard to do it over audio, but like. Just like. Like I'm holding my mouth like horizontally right now.
Yeah.
Vertically.
Oh, stop it! He's not going to go to hell.
It's.
What?
It's like.
The trolley thought that Brandon's going to go to hell for making. I don't know. Well, so what is it? What is all your ladies? Oh, now my brother. I'm afraid he is going to be listening
wait,
to the
but,
show.
Wait, but when have you seen it though?
Oh, stadium in D.C.
Wait, hold on.
It's a
I don't want to do.
A...
I don't. I want to do what a good interviewer does.
Yes.
I'm a little confused. So
okay.
When I'm being too George Carlin. When it says, all your ladies pop your pussy like this, I just play it because I like the tune.
Right.
It could be like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It just happens to be there's a lot of songs with the word pussy
oh,
in it that are fun
oh,
to hear.
Yeah.
But is that an actual thing? What are you doing
It's
over
an
here?
Actual thing. It's
Wait,
a
hold
heavy...
on, hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
I gotta. You look like you're going through the soundboard over there, Aristotle, the producer. What's
doing my job, producing the show.
So what are you doing? You're changing like the treble around and stuff?
Yeah.
All right, I like it.
It's all about that bass, you know.
It's all about the bass, no treble. So what?
It's sort of like, it's like, I don't know, like spitting, not spitting, but it's like
you like ping pong balls. I heard girls they do that at these
like
strip
it's
bars.
Like puff. It's like sort of like I you
Brandon.
Literally have to have a visual.
All right, well we'll
maybe
video.
We can post a video like
sure,
a photo.
Sure, I'll have Nick Leepa get right on
can
it.
Can we make a pussy popping right, gif?
I because you know what happened while you were late. I started drinking a little.
Oh boy!
And when I mean a little, I think I've been drinking a lot. A little, yeah? A lot.
How, yeah. Where are you?
I like, had one
current level.
Two shots. But that's, you know, when I don't eat a lot because I'm right. trying to lose 100 pounds by Monday. Thank you. There you go. That's all you got to do. You make me melt with that laugh. Okay. All right. So listen, give me a second here to get through it. Okay. Hold on one second here.
All you ladies, pop your pussy like this. Shake your body. Don't stop. Don't.
All right. If we get through this pre-show, there's so much I want to say. Okay, but thank Paul F. Tompkins is our guest next week. So a lot of stuff that I was going to discuss today got moved to next week. So like, David, you emailed me something about a website where it was supposed to be an anti-bullying website. You thought, you hoped that they weren't mirroring the behavior they wanted to stop. Next week, Paul F. Tompkins. Next week, we're going to talk about I think there's a running theme through the Bill Cosby situation, what's going on in Ferguson, and comedians that I feel are on the wrong side of history. And I'll put it all together next week on the Paul F. Tompkins show. So what did we just say? The Bill Cosby situation, what's going on in Ferguson, and comedians that are on the wrong side of history. And we'll put it all together next week on the Paul F. Tompkins show. So we'll deal with that next week. And then David will deal with your email next week. I'm going to tell you this, and this is going to be something to George Carlin, I'm going to say. I give advice a lot of times to people that listen. Oh, if you're at a family dinner and somebody says something that's sexist, that's racist. Holy fuck. A situation I was in, I thought, do I give my listeners bad advice? Because it's not always that easy. Paul F. Tompkins, he'll deal with it. So that's something. If you were home for the holidays and somebody said something, I think, Nick, you sent me something, the situation you were in. And I get it. As soon as it happened, I went, God, believe me, there is an answer. And Paul F. Tompkins will bring clarity and diligence to it. You're at a Thanksgiving dinner. Somebody says something. Do you say nothing? Do you say something? And then you go inward and you're like, what the fuck? I get it. I was in the same situation. I'll throw it on Paul F. Tompkins next week. Because let me tell you something. That guy is fucking brilliant. And whatever he says is going to be right. So this week, I don't have to deal with it. But I will tell you this.
I had like a fun I had like a fun Ferguson segment of my Thanksgiving dinner.
You mean people that you had people that had their talked about it?
Oh, yeah. They were just like loudly arguing.
Were they wrong?
Ferguson. Oh, I mean, like my friend's dad was. And then it was everybody else just being, yeah.
I know. That's why I thought, I'm glad, you know what, after a 2 week vacation, I don't even have to deal with it tonight. But Paul F. Tompkins, buckle up, motherfucker. it's all on you next week, and I already have our notes planned out. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to say, there's a gentleman by the name of, who sent me the microphone. Where did I put his name? He sent me the mic. Oh, David. Because on the show, I always do a thing with a microphone, with the mic, you know, with the...
Hello, it's Todd.
He took a regular phone and put a microphone clip on it.
Oh, my God.
And I broke it. I broke it. I in a bit on stage, I threw it on the ground accidentally. Accidentally meaning accidentally. So, by the way, I want you to know, if you're listening, David, coolest thing I've ever got my whole career, and I love you to death. You're a good man. Okay, here's the part you might think I'm being a little... You know, I don't want to be... Is the word maudlin... Maudlin means phony genuineness. What do you perceive right. maudlin to be, Brandon?
Oh, that sounds accurate.
It sounds maudlin, accurate?
Yeah, like okay. like a puppet.
I don't... What?
What? Right? You know? Yo, I don't know what words mean.
Here's you, Brandon.
Hey, Todd, it's Brandon.
This is before when we were working at the DC Improv together.
Do you care what I wear on stage?
I'm like, no, I don't give a shit what you wear on stage. I'm not one of those comics. Wear a nice suit. Fuck you. You do stand-up comedy. Wear whatever you want. Like, if you're funny, no one gives a shit what you wear.
Cool.
And then he shows up with swimming trunks. What are you going to do?
Well, I wear they're swimming trunks that I wear as shorts.
But you know what? I liked it. And I think I liked it. I'm being serious. All right. I don't know why I brought that up. Okay, so listen. So before I go any further, I've been in a funk. And I say funk because I think depressed should be saved for legitimate depression when someone's depressed about something. I do get in the funks, and I don't know why. Maybe it's dealing with some matters with my family, my mom, who I love, and she's awesome, and she's great, and I'm who I am because of her. But there's definitely some stuff going on with my family right now, which on another show maybe we'll talk about. And I've been in a funk. I really have. I woke up, and I'm like, I think I'm in a funk. And it was heavy. You know, like it was weighing on me, not heavy, like, hey, baby, heavy. and I was like, wow, like I felt that way about maybe 3 years ago. Even when I broke up, when I was in a relationship for 15 years, I wasn't in a funk. I was sad, but I knew what I was sad about. So I don't consider that a funk. Funk for me means why am I so? And let me tell you something, and just bear with me for 1 second. So I got some emails from some people, and you know what? I needed them because they were the sweetest, kindest emails from the listeners, and some of them when I was sitting at the airport, and it made me feel a lot better. So you know who you are, and I appreciated it, and it was kind, and it was gentle, and it was everything I needed. And I'm going to tell you one more thing. When I was in Philadelphia and Chicago working at those comedy clubs, remember what I said? You have to be responsible for the audience that you draw. A lot of these people, they don't know. They're going, oh, my audience. Radio people always tell you, because they don't know you're analyzing them. Then they're telling you about their audience. You're like, oh, my God, you don't think you're responsible for the audience you draw. You're talking about your dumb audience, because well, I have nothing to do with it. My dumb audience, what should I take responsibility? Maybe. So when I meet people and after a show in Philadelphia and Chicago, and they're nice, and they're gentle, and they're kind, it goes, fuck. You know, I just, like I said, I want to mush their faces. So I appreciated it. And some of the emails when I was in my funk, which we'll probably talk about more with Paul F. Tompkins next week.
Which five comics do you think have the worst fan bases?
I'm not, which?
Yeah, name the...
Which five? Yeah. No, not comics. Could be a podcast. Could be a radio show years. Could be, but
which podcasts?
Which have the?
I'm trying to start some shit, baby. Hell yeah!
All you ladies, pop your pussy like this.
Stop it! You know what, Jake?
I feel like you don't have to actually hit me for.
I know.
You know, it's a podcast, so it's like hand's starting to hurt a little bit.
Jake tell is
me,
so
tell
Bruce.
Me to George Carlin. Tell me to George Carlin. Do you mean it, or do you just know that I do it comedically?
No, I don't.
All right, okay. Because then I love it.
Super strong. So.
Why? I do. I mean, well, do whatever somebody would say in an old movie. Well, do tell, or why? Oh well, hello. Oh, Jesus, I think I had a little too much of drink. Okay. So.
All you ladies, pop your pussy like this.
Come on now. I got a show to do. All right. So I think I said everything. I just want to make sure before we move on to the show that I'm not bullshitting you. I don't want to come off as being phony. But when I got here today and Jake was here and then Aristotle walked in, look, it's all right to be negative. But when you're positive, pour it the fuck on. I was in a great fucking mood. When Jake walked in, I saw him. He's always good-spirited. He's always in a good mood. He's always positive. And I fucking got in a good mood really quick. And then and I wasn't in a bad mood before, but I was in a funk dealing with some stuff. And then when these guys came in, and then Aristotle walked in, and then they started talking, I was like, I'm feeling pretty good. So thank you and thank you.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
I listen. So I don't know, you know, what this is right here, but somebody sent it in. So what is...
Hi, my name is Ted, and I'm listening to the Todd Glass Show. I sent Todd Glass a bit idea, and I'm going to listen to it, and hopefully he mentions it.
Hey, honey, I'm going to listen to the Todd Glass Show now. What? You don't care? Oh, well, okay.
You want to do this? I think I understood this person, Ted.
Oh shit! Said, Todd just said my name. This is so exciting.
Hey, honey.
We do that.
Honey. Todd just said my name. You just mentioned my name on the podcast.
For the information. So
what?
What's that?
You don't care?
Again?
Well, I don't care that you don't care. I don't need you anymore. I've got Todd Glass now. I'm going to quit school. I'm going to quit my job.
You know, I think
I'm going to spend all my time emailing the podcast to move back home. So I got more time. Move back home to my mom's place.
Several weeks later. All right, so Todd replied to my email and said he's going to try my new ideas this week. This is so exciting.
Oh, wait, pause
here,
it.
Though.
Pause it. Now I know what this is. This guy sent... Now I get it. He sent me something in. I didn't play it, so he's doing the bit where, honey, they're playing my bit, and then... Go
he's going to make another one for this as well.
I know. Well, I love it. I love it.
Hey, Mommy!
Mommy!
I'm listening to the podcast now.
I like it. I have young listeners.
What? You don't know what a podcast is? Ah, forget it.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Pussy, pussy, pussy alive. Pussy song, picking shit out of his pussy. All right, bye. That's my show.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Is that it? Is that?
Wait, I just paused.
I love it in 1 second. That's a pussy, 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 pussy. Now leaving Nerdist.com. You know what, Teddy? You're a good man. Okay.
There was more of it. I mean, what?
Is there, go ahead, play it with me.
What? How could that be? Todd didn't mention me at all. What happened? Todd, you lied to me. I left my girlfriend for you. Well, actually, she left me, but still. Yeah, I fucked that shit, but... I can't believe this.
Come on, have a little class. Have a little class. Come on, Teddy, baby. All right, listen, Jeremy, did I talk... Oh, Jeremy. We'll get to that last. Jake... Worst show. We'll talk about that later. I'm going to put that in the show part. I'm going to put this in the show part. So before we before we start the show, what's your girlfriend's name again?
Anna.
Anna, are you still listening? I thought they were going to talk about me more, to be honest. I'm so great. Then why are they playing all those pussy songs? I work with children that need... That need love and attention, and he plays pussy songs for half an hour. I'm supposed to sit around. Mug's like, honey, come on, Anna, I love you to death, but just listen to the show. I'm telling you, this Todd Glass guy's he's the hot potato. Well, I don't understand. I mean, he says he's going to talk about me, but. And then he plays 30 versions of a pussy song. I mean, it just doesn't... What am I... I want to... Fuck me, come to bed! All you want to do is listen to that Todd Glass show. I'm laying in bed naked. Fuck me, Michael, fuck me!
They're almost done with the intro, babe.
Talk to her right now. What do you want to say to her? You love her, don't you?
I love her.
Well, just say it. Maybe something you don't have the heart to say to her when you're in front of her because it's weird or it's awkward.
Yeah.
How long have you known her?
We've been going out 7 years.
So you do know her pretty well.
And she hates when I round up.
What's that mean?
Like, it's maybe 6.5, but I just, every time I say it, it's 7 years.
It's better to round up than to round down. That's what my uncle used to say. He owned a bull farm.
Yeah.
I didn't really put a lot of thought into it. No. That's got to go. Oh, well, Brandon Wardell, you're adorable.
People don't like it when you eat on.
Yeah.
Eat on
well, then you knock the mic around. Brandon Wardell just went over to the another table that's like 10 feet away, and there's like a wooden plate with carrots and celery, crunchy, loud shit. And he goes, what could be better than if I brought that over to the table? And what could be worse than that?
All you ladies, pop your pussy.
All right. That's not going to help me. So what were you saying about Anna?
I love her very much.
7 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's for real. And then I did another Anna for like 6 years, so that was fun.
We don't have to bring that up.
I'm sorry.
Why would you bring that up when the first Anna's going to listen?
Listen, I got a type. It's a very specific type. It's Anna or it's nothing.
All right, listen. Can you can take this mic back to yourself. Michael, if I was, I think we should edit that out, to be honest. I mean, the part where you mentioned the second Anna. I mean, you know, the first Anna. Oh, because you don't think the first Anna's going to listen.
No.
I knew it.
Yeah.
And fuck her. She's a whore. Nah, I'm tired of protecting her when you don't even give a shit. Right? The first Anna ain't going to listen, or he would have known you don't mention the second Anna. Sure. Am I right?
Yeah.
Jake,
I mean,
your hair looks good. Am I right?
Nice.
You have a nice smile.
I mean, you are right about that part.
You have a cool jacket.
So clean.
You have good style. So clean shaven.
This whole thing.
This whole thing. All right, listen. I got to go, but you've been fun. All right, let me take a deep breath. I feel like I'm out of control, but in a good way. All right, hold on. Oh, it's Josh. You know what Josh wrote in? Well, his girlfriend, who is Kelly. Josh said, well, it's his birthday, November 25th.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You know what? You're my. What's this? Is this his favorite song? Is this seriously Josh's?
I got a man I love.
Oh, this is.
Got a man I like. Every time I fuck him in, I give him the doggone clap.
Every time what?
Oh, baby. Give him the doggone clap. But that's the kind of pussy.
Stop it with that. But let me tell you something, Josh. You got a new best friend. At this show, we're all your new... Brandon Wardell. You know Josh, right?
Josh is my best friend.
Joshy baby.
Josh...
Oh, he means a lot to you. I could tell.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Josh, the cheeseburger aficionado?
Oh, my God.
No.
I let him...
You know all the good shit, don't you?
He had sex with my mother.
Aww.
And like the marriage was like destroyed.
When he was doing that,
it was destroyed, but I was cool with it.
He was wearing matched socks most of the time.
Well, sure he was. Oh, why not? Now, Brandon, you sound like you really know this guy that me Josh. He means a lot to you. He's like your best friend.
Yeah.
Tell us about him. What do you love about him?
I really care about Josh. He you know, what's this? Oh, you know, he's a lover of all things feline. He's a staunch avoider of small talk.
Oh, so you know him?
Yeah, he's five. He's the kindest man I've ever known.
Oh, I didn't know you really knew him. Yeah. I'm sorry, I thought it was like a bit.
I know him. Yeah. This is just a list off the top, off top.
Off top of what?
My head.
All right, listen, everybody.
You know, sound good? I thought so, too, which is why I made him my best friend already.
Well, let me tell you something, Josh. Happy birthday to you. Your wife, Kelly, is a one hell of a lady, you know? Here's what we're going to do.
Yes, it's a Todd Glass show, so let's kiss on.
Oh, geez, enough.
Todd,
all right. Yes.
Producer Aristotle
here. Oh, yeah. You're the producer, obviously, because you talk from another room.
Yeah. I'm in the other room, and it's been 20 minutes.
And we're done.
We're shutting down the show.
Chris Hardwick, can we have a little bit more of... JJ, can you give me some reverb with the trumpets? All right. I'm exhausted in a good way. So next week... Paul F. Tompkins is going to be in the show, and I promise you, I'm not even joking around. I'm going to bring such clarity and diligence. If you were in a situation talking about the Bill Cosby thing or the Ferguson thing or comedians and what's right and what's wrong, me and Paul F. Tompkins are going to make it like a fucking sledgehammer of righteousness and decency. By the way, I've also heard some people say, and I agree, that's why I think I want to find out where I'm going wrong on this. Shut the fuck up about talking about comedy. Just be funny, you dumb. And there's a part of me that fucking agrees with that. You might think, well, then where does it all go bad? Because there's a part of me that... When I talk about comedy, I really do believe this. I think it's about social issues, and it just slips into comedy. So when you talk about social issues, you talk about stand-up comedy indirectly. And comedy directly. What the fuck? That's why I'm glad Paul F. Tompkins is going to be on next week, because he's going to bring clarity. So many things that are weighing on me to George Carlin, that when Paul F. Tompkins is on the show, Paul F. Tompkins, God forbid I say his name wrong. Holy fucking shit. You're gonna have, when you go somewhere, you're gonna have things to say. You're gonna be able to quote him and go in your own words, you know. So, all right, so I got everything. Jeremy, you wanted to know about open mic night, whether you should repeat the same material or do the best of. You'll know when. There's different times. Sometimes you repeat. You know, there are times to go on an open mic night and do, like, some shit that works. There's other times to try out new material. Just trust your inner voice. Maybe your inner voice is like, well, I don't know what to do then. It's not my fault. But yeah, if there's 20 comedians in the audience and no audience members, maybe it's time to do new stuff because they've heard your old stuff. But if it's a night when there's a lot of new people there and you can do the best of and see how it works, see if you got 5 minutes that are, you know, bang, 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 you know, you'll know. Did I help you at all? I feel like, Jeremy, I didn't do what I just said. I'm exhausted. Now, here's how we're going to go to break. And then we're going to come back. It's all going to be fun. Next week. Can you start it over? Don't tell anybody, though. Start it over. Okay, listen. And then we're going to go to break. Lee, you good? Aristotle, you good?
I'm good.
Michael?
Good. Good.
How's your grandmother?
She's
the one with the sundresses. Used to hide under them.
I mean, yes, yeah, she's okay.
Well, I hope she listens. Okay, I feel like this music is taking away from the genuineness, but I'm about to say, but yet it oddly works. Robbie Kirkhoff to George Carlin, his grandmother. We had played some of her songs over the last 6 months. And she died. I say passed away because it sounds more gentle, but she died. And to George Carlin. And I feel like because we got to hear her sing, like, I didn't know her. And I only knew her through the songs. But and then the first thing I thought was, like, how could she be that? Like, she was able to send us these, you know, sing songs on Robbie's podcast. And now she's gone. I thought, well, what? You know, I guess that's good that she had clarity right to the very end. Because I think in a weird way, you hope maybe indirectly that, oh, I saw it coming. She, you know. But maybe the fact that till the very end, she was able to, like, sing some songs and our listeners know. So I thought it would be nice to go to break and hear one of her songs that she sang. Now, if there's someone new that's never listened to the show before, maybe they're like, I never heard. Robbie Kirkhoff is a comedian, and he had a podcast for a little while called
Hope Is Still Alive.
Hope Is Still Alive. And that's when he would just sit down. I don't know how many did, but he would talk to his grandmother. And it was so adorable, and it was so cute. And sometimes she would sing songs for him.
Robbie's a good friend of mine. And yeah. I think the best part about being a comedian sometimes is when somebody passes away, you just get your condolence that you get to send to them can be really funny.
Well, I'm so
and it
glad
makes
you
them feel better.
I'm so glad you brought that up because you're absolutely right. It takes away nothing. You know the way everybody in this room feels like when we would hear his grandmother sing songs, we would, for a lack of a better word, we'd melt. We'd be like, "Is that the cutest goddamn thing you ever heard your entire life? Is that the sweetest thing?" But when I found out, I texted him something because I was afraid. I didn't know how he dealt with death. But tell people what you texted his him.
I texted Robbie that.
What you texted Robbie.
I said, "I'm sorry to hear about your grandmother. She was a wonderful lady with an exuberant pussy."
And then I felt like, oh, I should have texted something like that. Instead,
what'd you send to him?
All right, fuck you. No, I know what you mean. I texted. Yours is the better one because you know how I know it is? Because when I saw his response to what you wrote, what did he write? Be honest. That was the best?
Yeah, he was like, that was the best condolence I've gotten or whatever.
Yeah, because he's already sad that someone he loved very much
died.
Yours,
what was yours, though?
I said funny. I didn't know her very well except for her singing the songs on the show. But
oh, no, the other one that you sent to
him. Well, that was only because I heard yours. Hold on. I'll tell you what I wrote. Hold on. I'll tell you the first one I wrote and then the second one, and then we're going to take a break. And Brandon, it's all going to be fine. Brandon's like, oh, what do they do? Talk about dead people? Robbie Kirkhoff. The first one I sent him was this. Robbie, Jake just told me about your grandmother. I didn't know her very well, but through her singing, I'm glad I got to know her. She will definitely be missed. And then after you told me what you wrote... Jake also texts me about our... Wait, hold on. Those I ever see. We'll make fun of... I can't read it.
What?
Well, because I don't understand it. Jake also texts me about my grand... Was that it? We'll make fun of... No, okay. Which is the other one? Robbie... I wonder what your grandmother's pussy smells like in heaven. Okay. What if my fucking brother listens to this show? He's got to get over it. All right. So, Robbie, you know what? Like, yeah, I agree with you. Those twisted dark texts are the funniest ones because you know the way that we all felt. Like, hearing those songs, it really did. It was like, God, that's just the... cutest thing in the entire world. So we'll go to break. We'll play one of Robbie Kirkhoff's. And you also texted him he'd be able to charge a little more for the podcast now.
Well, yeah, now that she's passed away. It's kind of like an antique.
I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he had... You know what? I bet he had something to do with this. So we're going to fade out of this song, and then we're going to play Robbie's grandmother, Hope. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to get silly as a motherfucker. We'll be back right after this.
Anytime it rains, and he's from heaven. Don't you know each town complains, heaven's from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. You think that your umbrella is upside down. So treat it for a package of sunshine and flowers. Don't you know the things you love, they will bring showers. And when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. You'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Do you have the words in there?
I do not, but that was beautiful.
All right. See, look at that, Hope. Can I tell you something? That really is precious. It is. You know what else is precious? Before we start the show, you know what? Maybe I don't need to talk about this.
Yeah. Tyler Perry.
All right, listen.
No, he played all the characters in that movie.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Tyler Perry played Monique.
Is that true?
Yeah, people don't know that.
Wait, Tyler Perry, he's... Wait, is that true?
No.
Is that true?
You believed it.
Of course yeah. I did. George Carlin I did. Well, I don't think you're going to lie. A guy who shows up for a show in dolphin shorts and his grandmother's... not his grandmother's, but like a tank top. Oh, sure, here's
a nice shawl.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd, how you doing? Hey, it's Brandon Wardell. Yeah, do you care what I wear? Nah, I don't care.
Shows up with a thong and a sailor hat.
I wore my Sunday best.
I didn't care
tonight.
But the only thing that was funny, Brandon, and I don't think we've ever talked about this on the podcast. Brandon already looks... How old are you, Brandon?
I'm 22.
You're 22, so, and you could pass for 17,
right?
And his friend could pass for 14. So
Brenton Duval. Shouts out to Brenton Duval.
Hey.
Brenton rules on Twitter.
Hey, give it again.
at Brenton Rules.
Yeah.
He's verified. He's a verified user. He's got the verified check.
Talk about it more. Let's talk about him.
He's got the blue check.
I mean, give your buddy a plug.
Look, Brenton Duval, he's a great rap producer.
Pause the music. Can you give him reverb, Brandon? And if you're gonna give your friend a plug, you know what it sucks when somebody goes, hey, they gave you a little shout out on some show, and then they go by to
right.
If we're gonna fucking make somebody and he's and someone said, no, they actually said some kind words about you. Let's do it a fucking right!
Folks, I have a friend named Brenton Duval. He's a great, great rap producer.
I can't hear his name. What is it again?
Brenton Duval, Brenton Duval.
I can't hear. What is his name?
Brenton Duval. At Brenton Rules on Twitter.
Shut the music off. I can't hear the guy's
SoundCloud.
Name. What is his name?
Brenton Duval.
Okay. Now I hear it. Shut it off. Maybe we had a listener that ran to the toilet. And they came back and they go, who? I heard that. I heard Brente. I didn't. What was it again?
Brenton Duval.
Wow. Sure. Shut the music off. Let's be professional. Play it again.
Am I still plugging him?
No.
Or are we talking about? I think we covered. We covered it. He's.
What's? I don't understand why
he got enough shine.
Well, what's the matter, Jake?
I mean, it was just raining this morning, and I woke up and I.
All right, it's all going to be fine. The sun will come out again.
You mean it?
Sure. Okay. So listen. So let's.
Oh yeah, he.
Okay, listen. Oh, what's your friend's name? I forgot already. Oh.
Brenton Duval.
By the way, the listener. Shut the music off. I don't want to be disrespectful. So you know what happens. Somebody. But where does he do his stand-up?
Oh, he doesn't do stand-up.
Oh, I don't like him. He doesn't do stand-up. He seemed funny when I met him.
Yeah, no, he's like just a funny guy.
Well, what do we have to plug?
Regular people are allowed to be funny.
Well, sure, he's not regular then.
There we go.
I twisted it around, you motherfucker. I made me look like the more better one. Because you go, regular people can be funny too.
Oh, right.
And then I go, and then what did I do? They just heard it. Why do I got to repeat?
You took the even higher road.
Tell me what I did. Because I remember, but our listeners, they're cuckoo.
Right.
What did I do?
I took the angle of like, Todd, I'm being superior. And then you were like, I'm superior.
But how did I sell it? Well, I forget what I did.
Oh, because you were like, then he's not regular.
Then he's not regular. To be superior, you don't have to do it through stand-up comedy.
Exactly,
your friend.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Brenton Duval. At Brenton Rules.
Oh, he has a Twitter?
He's on Twitter.
Let's
on SoundCloud.
Let's see how many Twitters we can get him. And by the way, can you turn the music off, Jake? Do not embarrass me, listeners. Because if this guy gets 6 followers, I'm going to look like a pile of shit.
He said he's already verified, right?
He's verified.
Oh, he's verified.
How can he be verified? What does he do to be verified?
He produces rap songs.
So he doesn't need me. It's like a joke.
He's got 5K. He could.
Fuck. What if he got 35 more listeners? Would he be like, whoa, what's going on? No, seriously.
Well, I mean, if you guys comment like Todd Glass,
he produces rap. Could he produce a rap song for the show? Or
he's
now put your money where your mouth is,
right.
You motherfucker.
He's seen you twice.
And he seemed nice. So let's tell the story.
Oh yeah, so it was
this guy's got a nice body of work.
Yeah,
sure. I think we did him justice. So listen, so he seems like a nice guy. He just looks like a friend of Brendan's that went to high school with him.
Right.
So at the DC Improv, there's a little hallway. See, we go full circle, folks, because we're professional fucking all. I fell asleep. Listen, okay, that was not professional. All right, listen.
Yeah.
So we go into the hallway of the Improv.
It's the weekend of it's my 22nd birthday.
And
so he brings some birthday Jays.
Right. And we go back through the hallway of the Improv. Outside of the Improv, there's like a hallway into this office building, but it's all underground. We're in D.C., the D.C. Improv, best comedy club on the planet. One of them. One of four. How about that? That's a goddamn compliment. So anyway, I don't want to seem phony because I mention Helium's a lot too, and I mention Acme. And there's probably
a few
more.
Name the top 5 comedy clubs you hate playing.
Okay, boom, be, boom, be, boom, ba, boom. What if you bleep them all out? I'm like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'd like to mention, and the other club that I can't stand is And I don't give a fuck. I just tell the truth. You know, club, I wish they'd go out of business. And the other club that I think is horrible because they don't fucking get it. Okay, hello, you can't have a kitchen in the same, is the club in Florida called.
Beep.
And I'm not scared. So that's what I feel about those clubs. Oh, now listen. So we go into the hallway and we go to smoke a little bit. And you already look even, 22 is young enough, but you look like you're 17, which is, it's good. People see me now. They say, Todd, I'm not kidding you. I bumped into somebody. They go, Todd, you look exactly the same as you did when you started comedy and when you were in high school. I go, I know. I look 48 then. And I'm older than that then, now. Mommy, help me. Okay, let's listen. So we go into the back hallway and we smoke a little bit. Now, you look young. Your friend looks young.
Yeah.
So we're in the bathroom smoking.
We're locked in the women's bathroom.
Well, because the men's was closed.
Men's
in the
was
hallway.
Taken.
Very clean, those bathrooms. I like that, even though they're in the hallway. So then we come out of the bathroom. And there's like 2-3 construction workers because they're redoing the office building.
Oh, yeah.
And they start walking out and they see us. I'm
they
like,
just
oh,
see.
It does not look
they
good.
They see you walking out with.
They
like,
see a man. They go, he's at least 32.
Yeah.
Me.
You're either an awful father. Like if people oversaw you walking out of the bathroom with me and Brenton, they think, oh, either this is an awful father or he just walked out with 2 twinks.
Yeah.
So they both like he's a very twink looking dude also. So just either way it looks very suspect.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. All right, listen. So that's why I was embarrassed. And then I was like, I got on stage. Remember that night? And I would tell the audience.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I
was embarrassed because they think I bring you with me now. They think,
oh, right.
Oh, Todd,
yeah.
Now
yeah.
That he's on Marc Maron. He brings like a 19-year-old, like Liberace. He brought, you know what I mean? Like he brought a guy. And I thought I was embarrassed. I really was. To George Carlin, I'm being honest. I was like, fuck. Is that what it looks like? You know what I mean? Because let me tell you something. I don't judge anybody if they fall in love with anybody. Seriously, I mean that. Like, I don't. There are some people that can. There's some people that could be a wide age range. And you could still. The love could be real and genuine.
I only date minors.
I'd stop it. Well, you can. You're 22. What's, nothing's minor to
you.
Girls
are work.
All right, listen. Don't dirty up my talk.
Yeah, I only date minors.
But I will say this. A guy my age going out, who somebody goes on before, bringing up a guy like a 17-year-old, which you're not, but you could look like it. Yeah, that's embarrassing. That's not saying – I don't give a shit if there's a 25-year age gap or whatever it is. But like, yeah, at one point – and by the way, it's like – so that's why I was like – every night when I went up on stage, you notice I would open my act with going, hey, folks, the DC Improv – they hired him. Meanwhile, they asked me, and I said it was fine because I thought you were funny.
Right, I texted you about that.
You texted me, and you said, "Are you available that week?" And I was like, "Yeah, that would be great if you could be on the show." I lied to the crowds because I was embarrassed. I said they came to me and said, "Listen, you can have this date, but there's this gentleman that's on the show, and we cannot get him off." I tried to sell it as a very much like backstage.
You tell that improv.
That was me talking to my manager. All right, listen, we got a big show to get to. I don't even have time to mess around. That's how much we have. And what I'd like to do, all right, take a deep breath. I'm fucking revving high. All that was about that story.
Yeah.
Where I came out of the bathroom with you and your friend.
Like the first night.
By the way, I just want everyone to know. The room, what color did it just change to? From blue to, would you say red?
I would say it's like a light orange.
Sure. Say whatever you want. You're my guest. My job is to make you feel comfortable.
Thank you.
Would you like any a hot cloth?
Is that an innuendo?
If it was going to be an innuendo, what type of innuendo would it be?
I don't know.
And by the way, nothing I said probably was grammatically correct.
Jake, look up hot cloth on Urban Dictionary.
Why look it up? Talk amongst men in the room and the nice lady. I have a puppet act now. That's how I reference women. Oh, we got a nice lady over in the room. No, what could a hot what did I say again? Repeat it.
Just your dick.
A hot cloth.
All right, take that out and leave this in. All right, listen, I got to bring the show back. I got to introduce my guest. That's important, sure. Oh. I didn't, actually. You're right.
Brandon, Brandon, Wardell, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon.
What's going on?
Wardell, Brandon, 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 Wardell, Wardell, Brandon, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Wardell, Brandon, Brandon, Wardell, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, 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 Wardell, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Brandon, Wardell, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell.
Okay, listen up, everybody. There's been a problem, and this has happened once before in the show. I swear to God, the mechanism that plays our jingles is broke. We can't stop this. Yes,
hold on.
Yes, we could stop the podcast, but we're not going to. We could totally make an edit. We're not stupid. We could make an edit. Let us leave it running, and we're going to try to fix it right now. We're going to be working diligently to get this fixed. But in the meantime, we're going to let it roll in real time.
Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell, Brandon.
Let's get it fixed.
Wardell, Brandon, Brandon, Wardell, Wardell, Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell.
Okay, folks, let's break the bit for a second. Picture us running around the studio trying to fix it. As we're playing it, I want you to enjoy it. We are diligently, Jake is frivolously working over here. Aristotle's going through the board. I've got fucking goddamn, on the phone, Nerdist. Thank you. God damn it, you're fucking good. I've got Nerdist on the phone. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here? I got a Brandon Wardell jingle. I can't stop. You tell Chris Hardwick to get his fucking ass down here and fucking help me out with this. That's what you picture while we're playing this.
Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell, 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 Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell, Brandon Wardell, Brandon. Brandon, Brandon, Wardell, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Wardell, Brandon, Brandon, Wardell.
I think I figured it out. Oh, you just had to turn the volume down. It was the volume on the board.
Oh, yeah, that's my bad.
You like that?
Yeah, that was great. That was
not your ringtone. I'm gonna punch you in your face.
That was a beautiful nightmare. It's so great. I love that. I feel like I made it. I have four digits in my checking account, but I feel like I made it.
What's this?
What?
Just 19 shopping days left until Christmas.
Sorry.
Have you got everything you need? How about that hard-to-shop-for uncle or your sister-in-law? Maybe something special for your partner in crime. Right now, Amazon.com has the Todd Glass Situation available in hardback for only $18.30. You give them $20, you've still got $1.70 to buy a cup of coffee. Drink that cup of coffee with a loved one who's no longer with us this holiday season.
That's
How
weird.
About your tech-savvy little nephew? He only reads on his iPad. Amazon.com has got you covered again. For only $11.04, you can get the Kindle edition of The Todd Glass Situation. Amazon's average customer review, 4.5 out of 5 stars. Get your loved ones a book that was voted number one by the Book Club Association of America.
Oh, geez, Brandon. Let me tell you something. Guess what now? It's all about you from this point on.
Oh, boy.
Let's hear it for Brandon Wardell. Let's hear it for Brandon Wardell. He's from D.C., but he lives in L.A. now. Let's hear it for Brandon Wardell.
Our guest is Brandon Wardell. We're live at the studios here, high top La Cienega Boulevard. Always the interesting and loving Aristotle. Are you good?
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah.
Are you upset about something?
No.
Do you feel like I didn't?
We've been gone a while, so I'm trying to get used to this board again.
Well, to be honest with you, I think some of those people from downstairs at Black Horse Motors, they come up here and they fiddle with your buttons.
Probably do.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Fucking button fiddlers.
Those button fiddlers. All right, listen. Brandon.
Yes.
How have you been? I could be like the other shows where we do straight interviews. Where'd you start comedy? No, seriously. Hey, Brandon. Seriously, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, God. Todd,
Seriously, don't do the music thing. Be professional. Where'd you grow up in D.C.?
Okay, yeah, I grew up in D.C. and
really? Now your parents still live there?
Yeah. Cool. They're Todd, this happens every time.
I know.
Every time we have a fucking conversation.
All right, listen, Jake, shut the music off and do not play that blah 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 song again. How about that? Did I just tell him to George Carlin? Don't play that blah blah blah.
Yeah, why
song
do you,
again?
But like, so, why when I why when you come to my house, you bring your fucking soundboard. you bring your soundboard. You'll act like you're interested in my life every time.
No, I actually am.
I was telling you about my ill mother.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that.
And then as soon as I started talking about it.
You know what? You're right.
Just immediately.
How is your ill mother? Who references their ill mother? No, seriously. I heard your mother was ill. How ill is she? No. All kidding aside. Genuinely, because I know we joke around on the show a lot. But also, I know your mother has been under a lot of... She's been going through a lot of tests lately, and she just... How is she doing? Seriously, you know I'm not shitting around anymore. Yeah. How is mom?
All right, Todd, it's...
Kills me. Talk to me.
I'm being vulnerable right now, so...
And I appreciate you doing... So many people think they should do
just
it on Marc Maron. That guy's an asshole.
Yeah, just
Marc Maron's a fucking pile of shit. If
please,
I could get these people to come on my show, my people, they should tell stories. This is the show because I create an atmosphere. Yeah. Marc Maron, you sit in his garage, you feel like a fucking idiot. It made me say things about myself that weren't even true. I like pussy, and everybody knows it. Seriously, why would I even do certain things on this show?
You ladies pop your pussy like this.
All right, come on, not now, Jake. You just don't understand timing. No. But this is the show.
Okay.
Tell me about mom.
Look,
this has got
to
be hard.
I'm opening up to you right now.
Wow.
Okay, this is very, you know, I'm not normal. I don't normally...
Well, you're
get
not
this
you're,
personal on,
I get
on a
it.
Podcast.
And the fact
it's,
that
you know,
the fact that you feel comfortable in the show, even though
I don't want to hide, you know, I don't want to hide behind bits. I don't want to hide behind. You
Brandon,
know,
would you like us
of,
to
you know.
Lower the lights, maybe, if you be more comfortable?
Yeah.
Can I say
just,
something? Where I feel honored is because on a lot of shows, they think they're going to get you comfortable to talk about something personal. We did silly bits. Think of all the silliness. But somehow through that, you felt that this was a comfort zone for you to open up. And I appreciate it. And I cherish that.
Right.
And I'm going to use our safe
word. I'm going to use our safe word. Diluted.
Cheeseburger. That means cheeseburger means you ain't fucking around.
Absolutely.
I'm honored that you would talk about it on this show. What is it like going through what you're going through with your mom?
You know, it's
Todd, what the fuck?
No. In all fairness, stop it. There was a misunderstanding. And listen, I said to him, don't play the blah, blah, blah song. What he thought I meant was that. I didn't know he had another one ready. So what I'm going to say is don't play that blah, 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 and don't play the one you just played either. Okay, how's that? Don't play the one. Right, I don't want to hear the last one, and I don't want to hear that one. Okay? Does that make it fucking clear to you, Jake? And no, Jake, I shouldn't yell at you either because your my inability to express something to you. Oh, no, no, no. Now I feel. What's wrong? No, what's wrong? Because you try your hardest.
I thought for sure you just meant just play that one.
No.
Disrespect Brandon. No. He's the guest of the show.
No, you're right. You think
I want to disrespect Brandon?
You're right, and I'm sorry, and I apologize.
You do think that I want to disrespect
no,
Brandon?
No, I'm apologizing.
You mean it?
Yes, I do. It's that person that needs a little more. You already tell him you're wrong. Do you mean it? All right, relax. All right, listen. Yes, there was a little misunderstanding because I said don't play the old one you played and don't play I don't want to hear that one, but I didn't know we had others in there. So, Jake, you know the one you just played? Don't play it. And the one you played before that? Don't play that either. So how could anything go wrong? So what is it like – and do you mind if I ask what is actually – I don't know. Is your mom going to be okay? Is she going to make it? Is your mom going to make it?
I'm not sure. It's Jake, what the fuck?
No, he got me on a technicality. Jake, I'm not kidding around. Okay.
Jake, you said you didn't want to hurt me.
Okay, here's the
this
deal.
This is all I have trust issues now.
Don't play the one you played the last two because I said don't play blah blah blah. He goes, "Oh, this is a song." Don't play. I don't want to hear a parody of blah 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 from the from 20 years ago, from 18 years ago. I don't want to hear a parody of blah 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 from 2 years ago. I don't want to hear a parody of it. I want to hear what happened with your mother and how long does she have left to live.
Thank you. It's really I don't know. It's I don't know if they can predict. It's very Jake. Like, it's a very rare
I don't know, Jake, what to do. I feel like this is why my show is shitty. I feel like my show is shitty.
Tata, I've been trying to open up to you.
Oh, shut up. You did not fuck Brendan's mom. What kind of thing is that to say in the middle of a show? I have a guest.
Todd, my...
All right, maybe you fucked Jen Kirkman. Well, this is what he says. I don't understand.
Todd, my mom's in no condition to be fucking right now.
Oh, let's not be rude. We got into a horrible fucking this and fucking that. And people, we have first-time listeners.
Oh, yeah. True.
Do you have any more blah, blah, blahs? What was the one? Blah, 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 blah. I want to talk about mattresses. And I want to talk about... No, I want to talk about the people that don't change their sheets at certain hotels. I know how to get new ones out of them. Well, you check into the DoubleTree, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to make sure that you have a clean sheet on every bed. No, where's the blah 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 blah?
Just didn't have it on hand.
Well, I always tell you, be loaded up with as many blah blah blahs as you can because we have a professional show. All right, listen. You want to do the bit where you sing into your headsets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Let's. By the way, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break. And I just want to say that before I... Oh, stop it. I need to know that I could have fucked Jake's sister when I met her in Chicago. Why did that sound like a... And I hope that because of this, can I be honest with you? Who I'm embarrassed at this show because I know one thing about Annie. May I say,
Anna? Yeah.
Anna, sure, I call her that because.
Well,
she knows that I'm saying it tongue in cheek. But if she's as smart as I think she is, she's also like he fucking knows it. What she does is a good thing. It's a good thing. It takes patience. It teaches a lot of people, and she knows he gets it. Comedically, he might take it somewhere, but yeah, why do you think I keep mentioning her? Because before the show, you told me what she did. I'm like, I like her without even meeting her. And you know, I just wanted to say that. What's wrong, Jake? Oh, what's wrong?
I mean, it's just that she seems I do good things for the environment.
All right,
and the community.
Okay.
It's like, why would it stop?
All right, you know what? You're right. You're right. Maybe I'm making too big a deal about her.
So I'm better than her?
Yes. It was so proving that he's a manipulative, that person. Am I better than her? He hears a little bit of silence. I listen, all, it's all about you. Did you tell me a question? I don't mean to. Okay. What's this here? We needed this for some reason, didn't we?
The King of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin.
Oh, he didn't show. I thought he was going to show. So I guess what do we. Oh, we made this.
The King of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin.
Oh, we made that when he thought. But then he had his own show to do. I understand that because he did have a show to do. I guess, you know. What's this? That's good. We played that. We played Robbie's grandmother. I'm so sick of hearing about it. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sometimes I rev high on the show, and you notice I notice when okay. The show goes the best, when I just take a deep breath and go, well, nobody's in a hurry but you.
Right.
Are you in a hurry?
No. I mean, I'm having a hard time moving forward after all that stuff. When I was like,
you know what? I apologize. Maybe this isn't the show to talk about it.
Okay.
Because I think we were making more of a joke about it.
Right. It's very serious. It's very real. And if I could just have, you know, I.
Well, number one, you're right. It was Mr. Rogers' birthday, and happy birthday. And also, when they say if it's mentionable, it's manageable. And the fact that you were able to mention it, then you could manage it. And I'm sorry, we got a little confused with the blah, blah, blahs. But what was the actual, when was the hardest part about it? If you don't mind if we tap back into it just
for
a second.
Well, you know, I was out of the hospital last week.
I didn't know this was just so recent.
I was sitting next to her and she. Jesus Christ, Jake!
Jake, you know what, Jake? You know what they say in the business? No class. I don't know if that's what they say in the business. Okay, let's do the. Let's take a deep breath. We're going to come back. First of all, is everybody? Can I tell you something? I'm going to have podcast hangover tomorrow because whenever like. I feel great right now, and I told you I felt a little. What did I say was the word I used? I don't like to use the word depressed. Not that if I was depressed, I would hope I'd be honest enough to say I was depressed in a funk. Thank you. So now I'm feeling great, just being silly, and you know what the problem is? I have to just do this podcast 24 hours a day. What if I just committed to that? You know, I'd probably be at my happiest. Like, what if I just said fuck it? I'm not going to do anything else. I'm not going to worry about, I want to sell that show to Fox. I want to do this. What if I just go, just do your podcast 24 hours a day. Commit to it. I'd probably be the happiest I've ever been. I mean, I'd take breaks, but I would play songs I liked. I mean, there's no reason I couldn't. I think I'm having a nervous breakdown. I really do. Am I okay? Testing 1, 2. That's what I say when I think I'm having a nervous breakdown. Well, people that are having nervous breakdown, they don't go, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. They just have their nervous breakdown. Me, I take a break. I mean, I ask myself. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Get this ready. And I just hope everyone's as happy as me right now. Are you happy?
Excuse me, Brandon, can you not look at the post-it notes? Sorry, the show.
But wait, what was he? You could see him looking over here, like with his, you know, Jew neck. I don't care if you're Jewish; it's funny. You know, the Jew neck. Oh, maybe that could be some of my business. No, I got to back Blake, Jake. I got to back Blake and Jake. That's how passionate I am. No. In all fairness, I hope everyone's. Are you okay, Aristotle?
Always.
Wow.
I like that. You're good, man. It sounded stupid. What I meant is his energy is good, and I need it. Quite frankly, how's Annie?
She's good.
She's nice.
She's Annie now, but there's no going back.
Well, Annie? Annis?
Dubbed her Annie.
What's her real name?
You're the one with
What's her real name?
Her name is Anna.
Oh, Anna. I can't believe it. All these years. I try to move past it. Well, she works with the children. What do? You sit on the onion and write mean letters to people. What if that was my, that was all I saw you both do? I don't see I don't know about like, you know, like, what's it called when you, like, parody things, you know, go, oh, you work on the onion, you write mean letters to people. Meanwhile, Annie's home with the children, you know, they're dancing around. So they're more comfortable. You sit on the onion and you go click 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 and hurt people.
I'm in the outgoing letters department. Every newspaper, you don't hear about it. People get the letters.
How long has the onion been around?
Too long.
You know what though? They made their mark.
Yeah.
They made their mark. Like everybody knows the onion. What do you mean? Wait, what are you saying though? Are you saying? What do you mean?
Well, I got no juice whatsoever, but they are up for sale.
They are. How much do you think they want to sell it for? Because a friend of mine, I don't want to name drop, but he was on a reality show that went off the air. No. How much would the onion be for sale for? Be honest.
$8 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick's got $8 million. Get him on the phone.
Play your jingles more.
That's all he wanted to say. Well, the onion's up for sale, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're having this podcast today. To announce it. Hey, do you want any plug? You have any dates you want to plug?
Just go to my Twitter page and.
No, you were right, Jake.
There.
He has no dates to plug.
Oh
no, he said, "Don't ask him. He's not working."
Jake, I'm booked.
I don't want to do bits that are mean. I don't want to do bits that are mean. I started it and I'm ending it. Are you feeling good right now?
Oh, I'm feeling. I'm nice. I'm nice right now.
Feeling groovy.
Hey, you know. Hey,
no, are you feeling groovy?
We out here. I'm feeling groovy as hell.
Well, I like that you are. I wish I had something groovy to.
Oh,
turn that off. And Jake, okay, we're going to take a break, but I'm going to say something now. I swear to fucking God, to George Carlin, I'm being honest.
Go on.
God bless you. Because I said the groovy song that didn't have one word groovy in it, but it's the exact song I wanted. And I'm like, once it came on, I go, groovy? But yeah, you could say, well, anybody would know that song sound groovy. Really?
It's also a parody to So Groovy Now.
Oh, so you're not that great then. No, I wanted to replace you, and I wasn't sure. What's wrong?
Maybe you just said I was good.
No, you're right. You're right, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You're right, and I apologize, because you are right, and I was being disrespectful.
Say it again.
I was being disrespectful.
You mean it?
Yes.
And?
Jake, that might have been one of the funniest fucking things you've ever done. The person that's just gonna, you're already pacifying them. Just take the first one, and then they go, you mean it? Yes. As you and means you can't even think of a direction to throw it in. And just add some other layer of kindness that you have to throw by me. God motherfucking shit and cock and balls. And by the way, speaking of cock and balls, Jake's grandmother will be performing at the Hollywood Bowl. No, that's the name of her band. So anyway, we're going to take a break. And is there anything you want to plug?
I just go to my Twitter and then find the, I don't know, off to December 16th.
I love, is that the name of your Twitter?
What's that?
The I don't know. Just all no.
It's at Rob Delaney.
Somehow people go, oh, he's really doing a lot. Oh, my Twitter account is all my plug dates are all my dates are at Rob Delaney. Then they go, oh, you know what? I saw Brandon Wardell's dates. It's pretty busy. But that was Rob Delaney's dates. But they're stupid. They don't know. All right, listen.
They watch.
How's your mom?
Wait, what's that?
How's your mom?
Oh, I was about to.
How is your mom? Seriously, and I'm not joking around.
Todd, we went over this.
No. Tell
we
me.
Went
look
over
in,
this.
Look into my eyes, even the one bloodshot one, because I got soap in it. Shut the fuck up. How is mom?
I don't want to start because every time.
Hey, lower the lights. Light a candle. How's mom?
Okay, you're.
I'm not joking around anymore.
I can't do bits right now. This is like a serious.
Right, don't do bits then. Just tell me how she is for real. Let's not do a bit. You're right, because there's certain subject matters that should be. How is she?
She's not doing well.
Wow.
I.
I feel bad. I feel like I tricked you.
Yeah, you made it seem like this was off the table. I was... I keep falling for this.
Right, shut it off. He's right.
I think I... You know? Oh, I'm under the impression... I'm under the impression that you're a caring friend that's concerned about my, you know.
Here's what I do feel, and I'm being honest with you. I feel like I'm sorry. Can I just say that? Honest? I have infotego in one of my eyes, and I think I'm not thinking straight. It enters the back of your brain through one of your canals, my doctor told me. How you doing?
I'm great. No,
seriously, I have everything under control.
If you want to
No, everything's fine. Now listen, here's what I'd like to do. Just shut the fuck up. I know sometimes you guys worry about whether I know what I'm doing or not, but I just want to say
that. Todd just read his piece of paper on fire.
So what I did was, as I was telling everybody, I want the listeners to picture it. As I was telling everybody I have everything under control, I got my notes closer and closer to the candle in the middle, so the whole page of notes is on fire, and I'm going, no, listen, let me do it again. I'll do it again. Guys, listen up, and I want you to listen up close. I know sometimes a lot of the audience gets nervous, but I have everything under control. Now, what I'd like to do is...
Jesus!
Todd!
Your pace!
It's not worth it.
It was worth it. I knew that it wasn't getting a big enough laugh when I kept the fire little. Speaking of little, Rich Little will be performing. It's all a plug. Can we blow that off? All right, listen. Okay, now my paper is really burnt. That's how people make invitations when they think they're fooling everybody. You know, they burn the ends and then they blow them out. Oh, we're rich. We got invitations that were under the fire for a while. Why was that somehow a big deal? Like, oh, the edges were... it seems like if you had a lot of money, you'd order new ones after the first ones got burnt.
If you don't have edges on your paper, it makes you more edgy.
Yeah, that's true, and that's another thing that I always told people about you. Assumption. Okay, here's what we have coming up. We're going to take a deep breath. When we come back, Brendan Wardell, our guest, and you know I don't just say that. Brendan Wardell is our guest. And when we come back, first of all, this table with all the shit that I got all over it, I lit my paper on fire, and now there is ashes all over the table. That's going to get cleaned up when we take a break. And
Brendan Wardell, Brendan Wardell, Brendan Wardell, Brendan. Brandon Wardell.
We'll talk to him when we come back. And we're going to take a nice deep breath, and we're going to blow all the ashes off the table. We come back, we're going to talk about actually something on the sensitive side. We're going to talk about Brandon's mom and how she's doing, and I know she's been through some tough times. But we'll do that. But first thing we're going to do when I have everything under control. Something funny about lighting this piece of paper on fire. Okay, listen, I want to do a professional show. You know what happens when I feel comfortable? I know about 30 minutes ago. Okay. We went to go to break, and I keep prolonging it. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to hear Brandon, and we're going to hear him talking about we're going to hear him doing the bit where he puts the headphones on. All right, so how do we take a break? I'll tell you how we'd like to take a break. It is Christmas, everybody.
Can I make one more quick plug?
Sure.
If you guys want to – check out my stand-up. Please Google Rob Delaney, Jimmy Kimmel. Rob Delaney on Jimmy Kimmel Live. It's my proudest work. It's
Hey, you know, I saw Brandon Wardell. I went and looked at that website. He told, or the clip he told us. He's actually funny. I really enjoyed him. We're gonna have to go see Brandon Wardell live because I liked his clip on Jimmy Kimmel as Rob Delaney.
There for you and me. Flowers in spring and the robins will sing the songs to everyone.
Hello.
The best things in life are free.
Ba, 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 ba.
The stars.
It's Christmas, everybody. Boppity boppity spoppity boopity bippity boppity.
Alrighty. I've got a professional show. You can turn down the reverb because I know what's going on. And I know everybody's here. Next on our agenda, I run a tight ship. I know what we're doing. Well, I know what people want. That's what's always been the main drive behind this podcast. Oh, I know what our guests want. I'll tell you that much. I know what they want.
Hear it for Brandon Wardell. Let's hear it for Brandon Wardell. He's from D.C., but he lives in L.A. now. Let's hear it for Brandon Wardell.
Sure. Now, listen, what I'd like you to do right now, did you pick a song?
Yes.
Do you think, and I don't want you to lie to me, don't be modest. This is something you do later in the show and you keep people hostage a little, right? You don't just give them this right away, right? Oh, coming up in 20 minutes, right? No, I mean, if we're, you don't just, oh, regular shows, you ever watch those shows? They take 3 seconds of information and then they make you wait an hour for it, and we're going to lob this gem over. Oh, Brandon's going to put on headsets. He's going to hear the music. The listening audience won't. He's going to sing along, and we're going to just offer that up right away. Yes, you're damn fucking right we are, because that's why we're number one. By the Podcasters Association of America. You know, what?
Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
All righty. Oh, no, 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 no. What's wrong, Jake? What's wrong?
I just feel like you need to just say something nicer.
To you?
Just nicer.
Well, I didn't say anything bad to you, but I think you're doing a really good job on the board.
Just say something nice.
I'm glad that Brandon Wardell is our guest. I know you're being ridiculous, but sensible. Well, ridiculous doesn't mean it's absurd. Ridiculous could mean it's right on the money.
Mean it?
Of course I do. You make a lot of sense. I swear to God, I swear to the good Lord.
Okay.
All right. So what I'd like to do is, what song did you pick? And yes, we're going to do it right now. That's why okay. We're number one by the Podcasters Association of America. Of course we're going to give it up right now. And we're not going to turn it in. What's this?
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
All right. Listen, here's what... All right, stop it. You can't play the jingle again. It's ridiculous. Between you and... yeah, I can't, you know. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. We'll play it.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
All right, stop. Shake. Enough. What song did you pick? Seriously.
Oh,
I'm in a great mood.
Yeah.
What song did you pick?
Pop That.
Is that true?
Okay. Yes.
Do you want reverb in your mic?
Absolutely.
Okay, put reverb.
I can't hear it because it's connected to
the
He
won't be able to hear
headphones.
It because you're going
to
be listening to the song in your head. You're not going right. to have your headphones on, but the show, he has taken off his headphones that he listened to the show with, and he has put on headphones that go directly into his phone. I might be over-explaining it, but I think the audience needs to understand that. So put some, now listen with your headphones from the show. I want to give you the right amount of reverb. Take your headphones off that are connected to your phone. Now put some reverb in his voice. Hello? Can you straighten your mic a little?
Yes. Here we go. Oh, this is reverb as hell, baby. Hell yeah. Here we go. All right. I'm switching headphones.
Okay, now you're going to put your music on. Okay, now he can't hear us now, except in the room he can, obviously. But now he's got his, and you press play. We'll figure out when your music. And
I have it set to right before Drake's verse on it.
But I want to make sure it's as loud as you need it.
Okay.
In your phone. If it's not loud in your phone, you're not going to have fun.
Okay.
All right, tell us, how long will it take to come on?
What's that?
We'll go start whenever.
Start.
Go ahead, start.
Pop that, don't stop. Pop that, pop that, pop that, don't stop. Pop that, don't stop. Don't stop. Pop that, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Being single, seeing double, making triple. I hope you pussy N-words hate never make a nickel. It's good to make it better when your people make it with you. Money coming, money going, ain't like you can take it with you. It's about to be a hit right now. Fuck back then, we the shit right now. Drop 10K out of my motherfucking crib and I'm picking the keys to the bitch right now. OVO, that's made of shit. Toronto with me, that's made of shit. Like KD, okay, see, that's player shit. We don't dress alike, we don't rep alike. I shine different, I rhyme different. Only thing you got is some years on me. Man, fuck you and your time difference. I'm Young Poppy. Champagne, they know the face and they know the name. One watch like you probably pay for like all your chains so you don't me change. Ah! Gray song, 20 bottles, that's on me. All the couches, wilding out, got a one of my closest dogs got three friends, and they all three, but they always been that type of crew that been good without a plan B. So don't stop, pop that, don't stop, pop that, pop that, pop that, don't stop, pop that, don't stop, pop that, pop that, don't stop, pop that, don't stop, stop, pop that, don't stop. Twerking, bitch, stop talking that shit. Some truck fit.
I bleep that
okay,
out.
I fuck a bitch and I'm gone. That's gangsta Al Capone. I make that pussy spit like bone. Talk about bone, 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 bone. Fucking with French, excuse my French. I lose my mind for lose my bitch. Money anything but a chicken wing. Bitch, I ball like two eyelids. YMCM, beat that pussy up. Stop playing. Make your ass scream and holler like rock bands. I'm a beast, I'm off the leash. I am rich like a bitch on my proactive shit. Pop that pussy like a zit. I go wild name Lil Tunchi. Your girl is a groupie.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. You should be happy and scared right now with what I'm about to throw your
way. Let's hear it for Brandon Wardell.
Oh, my God.
Let's hear it for Brandon Wardell. He's from D.C., but he lives in L.A. now. Let's hear it for Brandon Wardell.
Okay, first of all, great for a reason that I did not expect. You actually knew that pretty well.
Oh, that, yeah.
But it was so much fun to hear. You heard all the music behind you, but I'm like, oh, he actually knows this, and I'm enjoying it, how well he knows it.
That song now, actually makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're going to take a deep breath and get you a song you don't know.
Oh.
Oh, that's right, whoa, motherfucker.
God. I feel like that's too hard.
No. Well, that's... Well.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show.
Is this my song?
Let's get
no. Now, what we're going to do now, and up with the station identifications here, we have a show to do. What's this? Oh, our guest is Brandon Wardell, everybody, in the Todd Glass Studios, High Top, La Cienega Boulevard. Brandon Wardell is our guest.
There's a
love it. Oh, wow. The Todd Glass Show. Our guest is Brandon Wardell, everybody. Shall I keep the guests interested? Otherwise, they fall asleep. Brandon Wardell, live from La Cienega Studios. Goes back to me. That's the trick. Brandon Wardell, motherfuckers! Now you're like, oh, I do like it. I guess this is a good thing we're listening to. Our guest is Brandon Wardell. We'll be back.
Fresh air and hope, Chris.
Already. Keep playing. You know what? This Jingle Joe is obsessed with me. Scary, to be honest. Well, no, the guy obviously can't get enough of me singing about me this long. I mean, quite frankly, I'm... Turn the music off. I think... I'm being honest. Thank God we have our safe word, macaroni and cheese with extra chicken. And thank God we have that. But I'm starting to wonder, and be honest... Should I have a court order? I mean, the guy sings a song about a half an hour about
me. You versus Jingle Joe. Restraining order.
Do you think maybe I should call the Portland police and say, look, there's a guy there. He's doing songs about the show. Quite frankly, I think that it's... I mean, I have guests on the show, and this guy's sending in stuff. No, we're getting a little nervous. It's weirding us out.
Let's hear it for Brandon Wardell.
This is in the police station. We're playing them. So you're saying every week you have guests.
He's from D.C., but he lives in L.A. now.
All right.
Let's hear it for Brandon Wardell.
Well, just because the guy liked one guest, this is the detective sitting you down. Because he ends up, Joe ends up killing a lot of people somehow. And we're in the police station, and he's going, did he? Well, me, and I'm like there, and I go, well, maybe he just liked Brandon Wardell. I go, well... Honest, Lieutenant, he was doing it for a lot of the guests.
The King of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin.
He would just find out things about our guests and sing them. And we didn't know he was going to take out a school bus with a machete.
Ian Davis.
Sure. Wait, he had songs? Ian Davis? He just sang it? Well, that was Lynn Shore, the both of them. I got lost in this bit, but whatever it was, I'm sure it was great. Now we move past it. And your ugly headphones on the table are really freaking me out. No, we're poor, I guess. No, we're poor. Why don't we just have a poor show and keep shit on the table that doesn't make it look nice? Rich people only have nice things out. And if it's not nice, they hide it with things you buy on the back of the book on the airplane that the rich people buy. How to hide your hose outside in a clay pot. You know, in the book of the airline things. A lot of rich people have those things. Oh, it's a piece of cloth you put over your extension cord that takes your lamp to the... That's at the Ritz-Carlton. How dare anybody see an extension cord? But I agree. Cover it if you can. That's what I'm... You know, that's all I'm trying to say. Well, I'm like George Carlin. I'm very controversial. All right, listen. Let's do something different. No joking around. Because I'm... And I do want to do this.
All you ladies, pop your pussy.
But you know what? That's not different. Jesus Christ, this guy over here with his pussy. Well, he thinks this show is for him to get pussy. He goes, he tells his friends to listen to it. Oh, yeah, I get a lot of pussy. People find out I'm on the Todd Glass Show. All right, so let's take a deep breath and find another song for you to sing along to.
Yeah, that I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, can I tell you something? Look me in the eye, my one eye. The other eye, I think I have infantago. And only fish get that.
Fandango?
Yes, Limfantago. I have Infantago. I have Infantago. Can I get some reverb over here? You know what? Now it's too late. So now I don't need it. Now it just became a nuisance. God bless America. God bless Joan Baez. God bless Aristotle. 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 What? What? No, this is... Every week it brings me happiness to play this. Aristotle. Aristotle. He produces the show. It's Aristotle. It's Aristotle.
Aristotle, Aristotle. Aristotle, Aristotle, Aristotle. Aristotle, Aristotle, Aristotle. Oh, 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 Aristotle. Aristotle, Aristotle. Aristotle, Aristotle, Aristotle. Aristotle, Aristotle, Aristotle. Aristotle. Oh, 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 Aristotle. Aristotle, 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 oh, 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 Aristotle.
Come on, we have a show to do. So we're going to take a deep breath, and you're going to find a song to sing along to. And I want to say to our listeners that send us in the $30 pledges, you get a nice hand basket with a ham sandwich. That's from Jimmy Pardo. I know Jimmy Pardo, but I'll probably bastard. By the way, Jimmy Pardo, God damn it. Every bone in that guy's body is funny. I get excited. He comes up next to me at the gym, and I'm working out. He always does something, but every goddamn time, I get like overwhelmed with like how funny the bit is, you know. So yesterday, he comes up next to me at the gym and starts really doing ridiculous, like checking his pulse, and he's jogging in place and every annoying thing he could do. And I tap him on his shoulder. Of course, he ignores me, but I know what he's doing. And I keep tapping him. And then finally, he goes, "Hey, hello." And he turns and looks at me like with diligence. And I go, and of course, I have a bit and plan, but I can't not laugh. I go, "Excuse me, sir." And he looks. I go, he start cracking up. I go, "Do it again. I have a bit." So he turns to me. I go, "Sir, yeah." I go, "Is there? I don't mean to be a jerk about it, but is there anywhere you could like do your exercises? Like it's like I swear it's like right in my vicinity." He goes, "Hey, you do know you're in the gymnasium, right?" That's what he says. Picture Jimmy Pardo. "You do know you're at the gymnasium." First of all, it's not even a gymnasium. And the fact that this guy thinks it's a gymnasium. Oh, God damn it. And so funny.
So good.
And every bit he does is like, the other bit he used to do with me, I was walking through the locker room once. Now, Brandon, I'm telling you this, but obviously our listeners know, and he commits to it. I'm walking through the locker room, and I go, he goes, "Hey, you have a problem, buddy?" I go, "Why?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, I'm a male model," or something. I'd never seen it. But I think that's what it was. "Yeah, yeah, yeah." He goes, I forget the bit. He was like, "What are you looking at?" or something, or like, whatever it was. You know what? Erase that whole part out. I fucking make him look good, and then I make him look stupid. Well, what he did was brilliant. My memory of it got faded. So it's not his fault. Don't. Thank you. God bless it. Seriously, where the fuck was this jingle when I needed it? Yeah, that's right. The bit I just did, I have to. It sucks. Fuck it. Can I tell you something? To George Carlin, playing that song that loud in the studio made me feel better, because that was a pile of shit bit. Whatever it was, I threw it at the table, and sometimes, you know, you think it's great. That bit, I was so glad to say goodbye to that bit. All that song represented to me was goodbye to the bit. Now, back to you. Let's take a deep breath and find a song that you're going to sing. Everybody okay. Go in.
Should I plug in somebody else's iPod or something?
Well, I think maybe just...
We'll find. Hold on. Everyone take more of a breath so we can find a song. And hold your breath.
Hey, guys. Producer Aristotle here. Yeah, that's where I cut the show. I cut the show on a deep breath. You should see Todd's face right now. It is so red. He's regretting holding his breath right now, because he's going to have to hold it for 2 weeks. I have no idea how we're going to do the Paul F. Tompkins episode while he's holding his breath. But I'm sure it's going to be nuts. So, you know. See you guys next week. And then, you know, the week after that. Brandon Wardell, Part 2.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.